The next church in Enniscorthy and Minot Union where we remember events of 1972 is at Clonmore. Clonmore has great historical significance in itself. Just to mention one example, it was 110 years in that community back when the Irish Country Women's Association was founded. And the founder of the ICA, Anita Lett, is buried in Clonmore Churchyard. And I remember events 10 years ago at the centenary of the ICA when there was a great crowd of people gathering in Clonmore and in nearby places to recall all that the ICA has contributed to Irish life and to the role of women. So that's worth remembering, as are events in 1972. On March the 24th, the British government, under the Conservative Prime Minister Ted Heath, suspended the old Northern Ireland Protestant Parliament at Stormont and introduced direct rule in Northern Ireland. The Stormont Unionist administration had proved incapable of handling an increasing level of civil strife and clamour for reform, but had also refused to accept the transfer of responsibility for security to Whitehall. The end of Old Stormont was a hugely significant moment in Irish history. It was to be over a quarter of a century before a long-term mechanism for the reintroduction of devolved government based on power sharing was to emerge. The 50 years of the Protestant Parliament for the Protestant people were over, but bloody years of civil strife and terrorism lay ahead. I was in my final year in primary school in March 1972, and we were blessed by a politically aware and far-seeing school principal. Feeling that day that his pupils were living through the making of history, he interrupted normal lessons for the senior classes and gathered us in the assembly hall to listen to coverage of the suspension of Stormont on the radio. Afterwards, we discussed the seriousness of the moment earnestly and carefully. And as we walked back to our classroom, I still remember a fellow 11-year-old saying to me with great gravity, "I think direct rule is the right thing." Sometimes we need to discern when we live through the making of history. Even in our schools, we need to stop everything and take stock. On that day in 1972, I realised, as never before and I have never forgotten, why history and its making matter.